May 20th, 2018, Lincoln, Nebraska. I had plotted out 3 days in Lincoln so I could hang with Kevin and Val, and especially Rachel, whom I haven't had a chance to spend time with in the last 3 years while she has been in Japan and Bulgaria. Yes, Japan and Bulgaria. Now she's back in Nebraska, working a job and studying for tests. I drove straight through from Lawrence, which wasn't a bad drive. Once in Lincoln, I searched out a Supercuts, since I was beginning to get that Grizzly Adams look. You know, it looked okay on Don Haggerty, less so on me. I went armed with a photo I had taken after the last haircut I liked. "Just a trim," I said, and that's all that happened. I get real nervous about haircuts. I'm not sure why. Maybe some childhood trauma. You know, you can take more off, but you can't put it back on if they create the Marine recruit look. But I suppose I shouldn't care. It will grow back eventually. It was great spending time with Kevin and Val. It was fun, relaxing, lots of laughter, and an opportunity to catch up on things. I officiated at their wedding, and they're still married. Must mean I did a good job. Getting married? Call the Reverend Dr. Dr. Goldsmith. So Saturday I slept in, and I spent some time working on the blog, organizing photos, taking full advantage of internet access. Something I haven't had consistently on this trip. That evening, I played at a local bike shop / coffee house, an interesting but apparently successful combo. Got to try out my new amp. It's small, but it handled guitar and vocals just fine. And I got to chat with Beth, whom I haven't seen in years. Two bonuses at K&V's. There's always good coffee, and the food is great. Kev has become a really good chef, and he got the smoker started early Sunday morning. We had North Carolina pulled pork and beans with pineapple cooked in brown sugar and butter, topped off by blueberry pie with vanilla gelato. Yum. There's a screened breezeway, which is the perfect place to sit and sip the beverage of your choice and to solve the world's problems. We got most of them worked out. There's just a few left that the world will have to solve on its own. Another bonus, I got to do laundry, so that odd, noxious smell they were worried about in Nebraska seems to have dissipated. Chester, a big orange fluffball who adds up to 2 or 3 cats worth of my own feline Buster, he's a remarkably social animal, and he likes to hang out with folks. I took a nap one day, and he snuggled up with me. It was cozy. Val has been doing flower arranging and has the perfect-sized workshop from which to turn out elegant and beautiful arrangements, so the house is just full of stunning little surprises. I spent a day with Rachel checking out her new apartment. It was bright and sunny and nicer than most places I've lived. We had brunch at the Engine House Cafe. Best eggs Benedict in the world, or possibly the universe, unless there is life on other planets and they make an eggs Benedict. I had biscuits and gravy. Yes. And then on to Bodie Imports, the hippie store, to experience incense sticks, tie-dyed clothing, crystals, and minerals. Just down the street is Grateful Bread and the Violin Shop, which gets my vote for the best car art. We visited the Goodwill Shop that specializes in electronics. I was sure they would have a cheap wah-wah pedal and the exact guitar distortion stomp box I've been searching for. Unfortunately, they had none of the above. I'm certain I would have scored if only I had gone the day before, just as I'm certain that I would have won big if I had stopped at one of the Indian casinos Also, it's pretty clear that a clerical error is why my Kentucky Powerball ticket wasn't a winner. Whatever. We hung out for a while at Exposed Audio, a small recording studio where Rachel has laid down some cool tracks, bombogenic beats with echoes of Amy Winehouse. A keyboard player himself, Dylan has an assortment of pianos and organs and electronic keyboards, and back in the day, you needed $250,000 worth of recording equipment to do anything serious. I remember the effort it took to edit things with tape. Today's electronics let you do very sophisticated work with much less than that, and he's got a nice setup with a great console. He's serious about making a go of the studio and has a background in business, which will be a valuable perspective, in my humble opinion. Art is great, but you've got to pay the rent. So, Lincoln, population 280,000, is a right-sized city, enough of a population to support a thriving music and arts community, and like many American cities, it's experienced a revitalization, and the Haymarket District, which was dark and unappealing when I first visited many years ago, is now a hot and happening place. Dylan's studio is a couple of doors down from Method Cycle, and it's on 11th Street, which is on the very edge of Haymarket, but the city plans to develop the street as a major corridor, so I think things will go well for them. No slight to Boston, but the fact that it's built on a grid makes it really easy to negotiate getting from one place to another. You know, you go to 17th, you make a left on L, and there you are. Lincoln is the capital of Nebraska, and it has a remarkable state capitol building. It's filled with grand murals and dramatic hallways and coffered arches and a spectacular law library. It's not that often that you find mosaics of trilobites, ichthyosaurs, and brontosaurs in the state capitol. You can look out over the whole city from the top of the tower, as well as see it from miles away. It is referred to fondly by many locals as the penis of the plains.